The NASDAQ dropped 180. The S&P 500 lower by 20. Crude oil down to $71.65 a barrel. This is SRN News.
At Nom Nom, we make real, good food for dogs and cats. And we mean that exactly like it sounds. Real, as in 100% whole ingredients. No dyes, fillers, or preservatives. Just restaurant-quality cuts of protein and hand-picked veggies. The same stuff you eat. Good, as in irresistible for our four-legged family members. The research even says our recipes have higher food-to-stool ratios, which means they're more digestible and energizing than kibbles and cans. Food, as in recipe after recipe, all prepped and mixed in our kitchens. No flash frying, no extrusion, only carefully selected ingredients individually cooked to seal in maximum nutrition. Dogs and cats, as in yours and yours alone. Each of our meals comes carefully pre-portioned and delivered to fulfill your pet's exact nutritional needs based on age, weight management, and sensitivities. Not a calorie more than they need. See? Exactly like it sounds. Try 50% off your first order of Nom Nom Fresh Pet Food at trynom.com/radio. That's trynom.com/radio.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Excessive heat and humidity like this can sometimes produce some big storms. Storms will be quite numerous through the evening hours before fading out later on tonight. Watch out for dangerous lightning and gusty winds. Otherwise, very sauna-like tonight. Overnight low temperature 76. Tomorrow, we'll be back in the middle 90s with a heat index near the 105 danger range again. More scattered storms will pop up in the afternoon and evening hours, and the intense heat will be with us through the end of this week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, Alabama. This is your favorite president, Donald Trump. Few Republicans have as much courage and fight as Alabama Congressman Mo Brooks, a friend of mine. Mo is a great conservative Republican leader who fights for America first, no matter what obstacles the fake news media, rhinos, or socialist Democrats place in his path. And he knows how to fight. Mo Brooks is pro-life, loves our military and our vets, protects our Second Amendment, combats the Biden open border agenda, fights for voter integrity like few others. I'm President Trump, and MAGA Mo Brooks has my complete and total endorsement for U.S. Senate. MAGA Mo will never let you down. Vote for Mo Brooks.
This is Congressman Mo Brooks. Please join President Trump's fight for America at MoBrooks.com. That's MoBrooks.com. I approve this message paid for by the Mo Brooks for Senate Committee.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Now we have over 120 million dead from COVID.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
It's people like you what cause unrest.
You're an idiot.
That's right.
Health and wealth. Health and wealth. Health and wealth.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
Time now for the legal disclaimer. Isn't that lovely? All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And now, the explosion.
This is your roving reporter. Today, I'm talking with a mugger.
Hello!
Now, if I understand correctly, you wait around down here on the corner, and when unsuspecting people come by, you stick them up.
That's right, man.
And just why is it that you do this thing?
If I had been smart when I was younger, I would have called David Ernest.
The asset preservationist.
Yeah, man. He could have helped me take my money and put it someplace so that when I got ready to retire, I would have it.
Now you have no money.
Yeah, man. Things just didn't work out the way I planned, you know?
Well, maybe if you called him now at 3 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. David might still be able to help you.
Okay, man. I'll do that.
And thank you for talking to me, Mr. Mugger.
Okay, but before you go, man, I'm going to need your wallet.
Do you have a gun?
No. But I see that you do.
That's right.
Oh, wow, man. This didn't work out the way I planned it either.
Time now for another visit with Mr. Knowledge.
Yes, hello and welcome. I'm Mr. Knowledge, and I know everything. Now, today we have a letter from little Charlie McKinney over at Morning View Elementary. And just as a side note, Charlie, I hope those orthopedic underwear are working out for you. But Charlie writes, "Dear Mr. Knowledge, I heard my dad talking about inflation. Can you explain inflation to me?" Why, certainly, Charlie. I'm holding here a balloon. This balloon represents the economy. And if you blow the balloon up... Oh, goodness. Let me get that. Yes, hello. Yes, dear, I'm doing a radio thing. Yes, I could stop by the Dollar General, yeah. Quart of milk, can of peas. I can get that. Okay, thank you. And you too, dear. Not right now. Oh, well. Bye-bye. Now, Charlie, as I was saying, if you blow up the balloon, it gets bigger. Oh, my. Let me see who's at the door. Yes?
Yes, sir. I'm working my way through college by selling onions.
Onions?
Yes, sir. They're three for a dollar or four for $5.
Ha-ha! You can't fool me. Give me eight for $10.
Okay.
And good day to you. Huh. Thinks you can fool old Mr. Knowledge. Anyhow, you're blowing up this balloon and... Oh, I guess I inflated it too much and it exploded. Well, Mr. Knowledge is a little groggy. And that's what happens when there's too much inflation. We'll see you next time.
Join us again next time for another visit with Mr. Knowledge.
I guess I could go ahead and go by the Dollar General. I gotta get a quart of peas and a can of milk or something. Oof.
From our super secret studio, where we guard against inflation by using store brand paper towels, David Ernest brings you The Health and Wealth Show. Call Alabama's favorite asset preservationist at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Leave a message and your call will be promptly returned by Too Tall Matthew, Princess Leah, or Mr. Asset Preservationist, David Ernest. Now, here he is, the Professor of Prosperity, The Grand Duke of Dollar Bills, the Protector of Your Portfolio, David Ernest.
There he is right there, folks. Yes. And the crowd goes wild.
Hey, and man. Yes, I am still inflated.
Yes.
Still here.
You were thinking about getting deflated yesterday?
Hope not. You know, this thing about inflation, everyone seems to be...
David, you know I like... Oh, sorry. What?
Oh, what happened?
Let's just let this go real quick because I wanted to get this out of the way. The phone has been ringing. Hang on. Wait a minute. We'll get it.
David, you know I like to keep you up with what's going on the show, but this kind of came in at the last minute. Phone call came in. It's one we want to take. She's called us before, and she's calling us again. I think she's a little upset about something. Please welcome your favorite governor of Alabama. It's Governor Kay. Ma'am, I understand you're just a little miffed about something. What's going on?
Well, I'm just a little upset with the folks who haven't got their shot yet.
The COVID shot?
Yes, the COVID shot. Have you got your shot?
Well, no, ma'am.
Well, then it's your fault.
My fault? What's my fault?
The people are still catching the COVID.
You mean out of all the folks in Alabama, it's my fault that people are still catching COVID?
That's right, and you know it's your fault. You better get down there and get that shot.
Well, Governor, what about the folks that got the shot and still caught COVID?
That ain't got nothing to do with it.
Really?
I said it didn't have nothing to do with it. Now, you got to go get your shot.
Well, now, I want to wait and see what happens. I want to see if people start getting sick from this thing, or if there's side effects, or what have you. You know, I don't just want to rush down there and get it.
Well, you need to go get that shot.
Well, you've had yours, haven't you?
Yes, and I feel fine.
Well, good, good. I'm glad.
You know that sweet little Grave Udell went and got his shot?
Yes, ma'am, I remember.
Well, good. At least he's setting a good example.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got to go get a shot.
I thought you got your shot already.
I did, sugar, but the bar is open.
Oh, that kind of shot.
Don't make me, Ma. Come over there and go get your shot.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now, I'm going to tell you, the answer to that, go get your shot, I think I can answer, that's a broken abacus, meaning I wouldn't count on it.
To each his own, I say.
You there know, you go.
Greg Brunell got his. You know, I had to get mine or I can't travel to these conventions. I understand, you know. Look.
See, I think that's highly illegal.
You got your shot.
That's illegal, man.
Well, you know, the thing is that it's you've got to sign a lot of affidavits and all kinds of stuff. It's ridiculous, but it's the world we live in.
I guess so.
It's the world we live in. But, you know, and inflation is the world that we could be living in again. You know, we do have inflation going on. We've got all kinds of things going on in the economy that we don't like. Increase in pricing,
yeah,
is not a comfortable thing. Unless, I mean, it's a little more comfortable when your assets are going up. This is what is hiding a lot of the situation right now: the growth of the stock market, the growth of our programs with our clients. You know, we're growing tremendously. Also, like everything's growing, but you know, it's growing and it's blowing and it's going. The thing is, will it continue? Now, personally, I tend to agree with the economists that say this cannot continue. I was talking to someone today about a house. I can't talk about where the house is located, who bought it, or where anything like that. But I will tell it to you this way. The house is in Montgomery, Alabama, and the house sold for about 70% or 80% more,
uh-huh,
without much work being done on it, than it sold for a little less than 2 years ago. I ask you, is that not inflation?
Well, yeah, I guess you're right. But, you know, they probably couldn't build that house now.
Oh, yes, they could.
For that amount of money.
Well, I mean, in normal times they could.
Yeah, but not now.
The thing is, nobody understands what's going on. I was looking at condos down at the beach.
Yeah.
My condo, for example, I'm not going to say what it's worth, but I will tell you this. It's gone up about 80%, 70, 80% in the last year and a half on paper.
Uh-huh.
And it's very scary because, you know, if you look around, well, I'll say this. I was looking at a condo, and my condo is not like this, but I was thinking about buying one of these condos about 2 years ago. It was like $330,000 they wanted for it. Now they're running from $600,000 to $800,000. I ask you, is that not inflation? They say, well, it's just in the real estate.
No.
Really?
I think it's everywhere.
Yes. I mean, like, have you not noticed that a lot of... What about gasoline? You know, it was cheap. They said, well, you know, it's still cheap for, you know, here in Alabama. I get that. They raised the taxes on us. I mean, they need more money for, you know, other things for fuel. And yes, we're blessed to have some cheap fuel compared to some other states.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, gasoline is not near as cheap as it was during the Trump administration. How low it got. Why? Well, there's things. They aggravated the system. They fired a bunch of people that were bringing oil. You know, when you reduce supply and you've got this increase in demand and the economy trying to open back up, what do you expect to happen? But when you artificially reduce the supply and artificially increase the money supply, What kind of idiot thinks that that's transient? I mean, I'm not an economist. I'm not on the Federal Reserve Board. But I can tell you this. I can add. And I did live in the 70s. And I do know what stagflation is. That's another one. So what causes inflation? Well, you know, it can be explained all kinds of ways. They got all kinds of things like demand pull inflation, cost push inflation. You know, demand pull inflation occurs when aggregate demand for goods and services in an economy rises more rapidly than the economy's productive capability. Well, that's what's going on right now, probably. You know, they can't build the stuff fast enough. They can't produce the wood fast enough. They can't open the restaurants up fast enough. I mean, look at the signs, employment available. I talk to business people all the time. They say, nobody wants the job. Why? Well, they get paid more for sitting at home. Still? Well, yeah, but they cut one thing off. Now they're turning something else on, you know. And people, let me just tell you, have you heard of this word? And I think a lot of people do this, their children, their grandchildren, and maybe their employees. Spoiled? You know?
Yeah.
In other words, you're used to getting a lot more than what you really deserve. So you're going to say, well, I'm going to sit at home. I'm not going to work. I'm not going to work for chicken feed. Well, a lot of chickens would disagree with that. But, you know, we're not chickens. And I know that those chicken farmers probably have food supply increases. Look, this is not a transient thing. This will not go down much, if any, and unless we have a crash. Now, that's the other problem. Will we have a crash? You know, inflation can cause crashes. Why? How? Stock markets do not like high interest rates. The way the feds and the government have to to control, the only tool they really have to control runaway inflation, hyperinflation, if you want to call it, mixed in possibly with stagflation, is increase the interest rates dramatically. That's what they did in the 70s. In 1979, when I bought my house in 1980, I thought I was doing good. I took over an existing FHA mortgage that was running at like 8.5%. I thought, that's cheap. But I had to obtain a 13% second mortgage to obtain it. Now, these kids today cannot afford these prices, these increases that are going on. I mean, only an idiot, in my opinion, thinks that this would continue. We are on the verge. And I talk to a lot of people that know a lot more than me about money. And they all say the same thing. And I cannot disagree with them. We're on the verge of one of the most massive hyperinflation, or at least some kind of problem that will cause potentially one of the greatest crashes of all time. Now, I was listening to a video that Warren Buffett had on YouTube just yesterday. And Warren Buffett made a lot of sense. He talked about the lost decades. Like, there was one decade where the stock market didn't go up in the whole 10 years more than 2, 3, 4%, depending on what you were in. Now, think of this. What would happen to cause the stock market in years not to grow any at all? A crash. It don't just say, I'm not going to grow. No. People are completely greedy. People are completely needy. And people are herd. They talk about herd immunity. Let's talk about herd investing. That's what most people do. And Warren Buffett made it clear, you know, once people get scared, they jump off. It exaggerates, makes it worse, the crash much worse, okay? And then you've got these other people that's on the sideline said, well, don't jump out. In 10, 20 years, you'll be okay. Well, yeah, or maybe in 5 years, or maybe in 1 year. But here's the thing. The last crash, if you want to call it a crash, the major one, and not the one that happened. That thing that happened back in March in 2020 was a joke. It didn't last long enough. People just pulled the ripcord emotionally. That was an emotional crash. It wasn't a real crash. Nobody knew what was going on, so they just pulled the ripcord and crashed. They jumped out of the plane, and then hopefully they had a parachute, and it came back. But here's the thing. In 2007, 2008 crash, it took, depending on what you were in, anywhere from 5 to 9 years. And that, I've talked to some people who said they never recovered. So, you know, it depends on what you were in. You know, numbers are just numbers, but when you feel it, when it destroyed your life, it destroyed your ability to be comfortable. It destroyed your ability to be safe. It destroyed your retirement plans. It made a difference. And you know who usually gets hit with these destructive things? It's not the super wealthy. Warren Buffett could care less. He just buys more stock. He's got, right now, I think he's got somewhere between $100 and $200 billion on the side in cash. He could care less. He's looking for the crash. They make money in the crash. Will you make money in the crash? Are you completely invested in stuff that goes down when there's a crash? I dare say if you are, you will not make any money in the crash. You will lose money, maybe a lot of money. So how do you prevent this? As an asset preservationist, I do know that there are things you have to do and accept to preserve your money. And that is, you may not make as much in the long run. But if the long run or the short run is 5, 10 years or maybe 20, you know, preserving your assets so you can have a retirement plan means a whole lot. You know, Will Rogers, back in the 30s, he had a saying. He said, I am more interested in the return of my money than I am on the return of my money, on my money. In other words, to get my money back. You know, if I make a decent return, I'm happy. But I don't want to take these high-risk things and lose years. Let's just talk about it in years. Let's just talk about history. 1929, and they say it can't ever happen again. Well, I hate to hear that. That sounds like the Titanic can't sink. You know, every time I hear something can't happen again, it makes me sick. You know, really? Why? Who said it couldn't happen again? Look at the idiots. They're printing money so fast. And they're saying they're scared to death. They don't know for sure what they're doing is right. They're doves one minute. The next day, they're a hawk. Maybe the hawk's going to eat the dove. Who knows? I think hawks might even run the doves off. And when that hawk comes, it's going to be bad because every bird around is going to run. You know, birds are afraid of hawks. And hawks are very dangerous and very aggressive. And when the feds turn into hawks, you're going to have some high interest rates. You're going to have some very difficult times. You better get ready for it. Some folks say, well, it's not going to happen this time. Well, can you afford not to be ready? Like the old-timey Southern Baptist preacher says, are you ready? You know, you've got to be ready in your life for anything to happen. Death, retirement, children, grandchildren, sickness. Whatever. Are you ready for a correction that's out of this world? Now, I'm not saying it's going to happen. Nobody but the good Lord knows. Nobody but the good Lord knows when he's coming back to take us home. No one but the good Lord knows when the stock market will correct. But any fool can tell you in this den of iniquity that's going on out there with these feds, And these economists and these politicians are the worst ones. They are taking our money. They're using us as pawns. They are trying to bring people in from Mexico so that they can vote and take your money away. Why? So they'll have a vote. Do you not understand why the people on the right are against the people on the left? It's not that we hate them. It's not that we don't love them as humans or as brothers and sisters. It's that we don't want them to cause our house of cards to crash so fast. Yes, this is a house of cards. Why? because this economy is running on hot air, in my opinion. Why? Because there's nothing backing this up except the military power and diplomatic power of the United States of America. How long is that going to hold this thing together? And if we have hyperinflation, it's happened before. It happened in the 70s, and it was unbelievable. We had stock markets that were unbelievably weak during that time. Look at Jimmy Carter. He almost ruined us. He was such a joke that the Iranians were just running all over him. And you know, we had already gone through all this stuff with OPEC. And now the problem is not OPEC. It's our own president. It's our own government cutting off the oil, cutting off the ability for us to have wealth. So what is a person to do? The person is to do what they should do, and that is to study and analyze the situation. And if you want to know what we have that can keep you from losing your assets, what can they do, Rusty?
Well, they can call this guy that I know. You know him too. David Ernest. Call him at 334-279-7431. Or you could call him at 205-479-0839. And David will set up an appointment. It is the, what do we call it? The no obligation consultation. You come by and you sit, you talk to him, you talk to maybe Matthew, that's too tall, Matthew, or to Princess Leah, and they will talk about money. They will tell you some stuff about your money that you don't know and tell you some things that you can do to protect yourself in this weird, crazy world we live in right now. 279-7431 or 205-479-0839. That's David Ernest. And by the way, did you mention that we had this phone call that we got the other day?
You know, there's so many people that are against what we're doing because they're brainwashed. If you want to play it, play it.
I put this thing together, and well, here it is.
Welcome to another installment of There's a Phone in the Twilight Zone. We have received another call from this lady who does not live here. That's what she told us. And she's giving us up the road again. Let's see what she's got to say this time.
I think that Mo Brooks is awful. And I think this election was rigged. He's awful. The damn senator down there in Florida. And Trump tried to overthrow the government. Mo Brooks is right there. What kind of people are you? Why don't you have a damn Democrat on there? Can we hear from a Democrat? Are you too damn one way? Y'all make me sick. I wish something would happen to that. I hope he loses. And you cannot never find out any shirts from you or nothing you've got to sell. Because that's the way you are. You one way. If you don't want to be that way, have a Democrat on there. Let's hear his opinion. But you can't do that, can you? Y'all are too much for Trump. Trump ain't nothing. He's a damn crook. And he thinks everybody. And he's a liar.
Okay, she said something a little strange there. Let me play it back for you.
I'm a Democrat out there. Let's hear his opinion, but you can't do that, can you?
Hear from a Democrat? I think we just did. Tune in next time for another edition of There's a Phone in the Twilight Zone.
You make me cheat.
This is crazy. Look, guys, I'm not against the Democrats. I am for everyone to be happy and to have peace of mind and stability. But I just don't see people coming out of Mexico, taking stuff away, printing money. And, I mean, like, we're all human, and we all should love each other. But the fact is, this thing that they're doing to us right now just don't stick with me. And I'm just trying to be honest. I mean, you know, well, it's not really politics. It's just pure stupidity, in my opinion.
Well, now, this lady who doesn't live here, because she said that in the last message, we love when she calls. Because when she calls, I got some stuff to put out there for you folks to hear and everything. She's got her opinions, and she is entitled to it.
We played and we played their stuff.
Yes, and I
want... We played what she says, what she thought she has the right to say.
If she is coming through sometime, because she says she doesn't live here,
Yeah, she's coming. Anybody wants to call in, we can let them talk.
That's
as long
right.
As you don't say things that, you know, get us all in trouble.
Well, there you go. But, yeah. Hey, we've got to take a quick break. So don't you go nowhere. We will be back with more health and wealth and folks with opinions coming up here on the Health and Wealth. That's what I said, Health and Wealth Radio Network. This is the Health and Wealth Show.
Hi, Alabama. This is your favorite president, Donald Trump. Few Republicans have as much courage and fight as Alabama Congressman Mo Brooks, a friend of mine. Mo is a great conservative Republican leader who fights for America first, no matter what obstacles the fake news media, rhinos, or socialist Democrats place in his path. And he knows how to fight. Mo Brooks is pro-life, loves our military and our vets, protects our Second Amendment, combats the Biden open border agenda, fights for voter integrity like few others. I'm President Trump, and MAGA Mo Brooks has my complete and total endorsement for U.S. Senate. MAGA Mo will never let you down. Vote for Mo Brooks.
This is Congressman Mo Brooks. Please join President Trump's Fight for America at MoBrooks.com. That's MoBrooks.com. I approve this message paid for by the Mo Brooks for Senate Committee.
David Ernest will return with more of the award-winning Health and Wealth Show after these important messages here on the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
This is your roving reporter. Today, I'm talking with a mugger.
Hello!
Now, if I understand correctly, you wait around down here on the corner, and when unsuspecting people come by, you stick them up.
That's right, man.
And just why is it that you do this thing?
If I had been smart when I was younger, I would have called David Ernest.
The asset preservationist.
Yeah, man. He could have helped me take my money and put it someplace so that when I got ready to retire, I would have it.
Now you have no money.
Yeah, man, things just didn't work out the way I planned, you know?
Well, maybe if you called him now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839, David might still be able to help you.
Okay, man, I'll do that.
And thank you for talking to me, Mr. Mugger.
Okay, but before you go, man, I'm going to need your wallet.
Do you have a gun?
No. But I see that you do.
That's right.
Oh, wow, man. This didn't work out the way I planned it either.
My bills are all due, and the baby needs shoes, and I'm busted. I got a cow that went by and a hen that won't lay. A big stack of bills that gets bigger each day. The county's gonna haul my belongings away, 'cause I'm busted. I went to my brother to ask for a loan, 'cause I was busted. My brother said there ain't a thing I can do. My wife and my kids are all down with the flu. And I was just thinking about calling on you, and I'm busted. Well, I am no thief, but a man can go wrong when he's busted. The fields are all bare and the cotton won't grow. Me and my family got to pack up and go. But I'll make a living just where I don't know, 'cause I'm busted. I'm broke. No bread. I mean, like nothing.
Coming soon to a theater near you. Not a nice theater, but it's near you. Meet a new terror. Attack of the Portfolio Eaters. The story. story of this man.
Hiya, Toots.
And this woman.
Woo-hoo.
And this guy on the roof.
Up here.
On this island, struck by nuclear lightning, turning dachshunds into the Portfolio Eater. You'll be so terrified, you'll want to beat the tar out of everyone in the lobby.
Come here, you. Take that.
Oh, oh. Attack of the Portfolio Eaters. He can run. He cannot hide from the Portfolio Eater. Don't let the Portfolio Eaters drive you to drink. Call asset preservationist David Ernest, 334-279-7431. When he kills a Portfolio Eater, it stays dead.
Oh, you got me.
334-279-7431. They'll come from the right. They'll come from the left. They'll come straight down the middle. It's attack of the Portfolio Eaters. But it doesn't have to be scary. Call David Ernest, and you can have a happy ending like these two. Only he won't kiss you like that. Unless you ask him. Maybe. You have to work that out with him.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show. If you haven't called David Ernest, what are you waiting for? Call 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Leave your name and number and you will get a call back from Too Tall Matthew, Princess Leah, or David Ernest. Don't let the inflation monster sneak up on you. Call today. Now, please welcome David Ernest.
Thank you.
He's back.
I am back.
Hey, how did the birthday doings do last night?
It did good.
There we go.
Oh, we got a phone call.
Yes, we have a phone call. Let's see who it is. You're on the air with David Ernest. Identify yourself and don't cuss.
Randy from Snow. Gentlemen.
Hey. Hey, Randy.
I heard you were out at the ball field.
Yes, we doing what we do on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Did the rain mess you up any today?
Ain't seen a drop of it.
Oh, okay. We got it all over at my house, I guess.
What part of town you live in?
Over in Elmore.
Elmore, yeah, y'all got some over there. You know what? I was raised in Elmore as a barefoot kid.
Yeah, and then you got you some shoes that made you move out.
Once you got shoes, you got to go from Elmore.
Pretty much like on Kung Fu, you know.
That's it. Hey, I want to ask you something. I mentioned it to Greg, but he had his top of the hour. But we had talked about all of us love sports. We love football, baseball, everything for the kids, college kids, and so on. And now they're talking about bringing the CDC back, about bringing masks and blah, blah, all that blah, blah. And, so what are they going to do now? And they say, well, you're going to have to show a card at the stadium that you've been vaccinated. You'll be able to buy a counterfeit card for $20.
Really? Well, you know.
On the internet, I'm trying to say it. Yeah,
Somebody called in and was talking about that, and somebody else did after. But that's against the law. You can't ask somebody if they've had a vaccination, and you can't ask for ID or proof that you've had a vaccination.
They're trying to pass laws that they can.
HIPAA laws. Yeah,
it's the HIPAA law. But back to what I'm trying to make a point with is that. You know how you've been to ball games, all of y'all, stadiums, what have you. They herd you in like wet cows.
Yeah.
They're going to take the time. You can flash a business card, and most of the time they're going to just wave you on in. I mean, people that are getting paid $10 an hour at those gates, they ain't trying. They're trying to get people in. They ain't trying. They're not going to stand there for 10 seconds and look at your card. I don't see that happening.
Well, I agree with you, but they're going to find if they do, it's just going to run people away. They're going to go home. They'll watch it on TV, or they just won't watch it. They won't care.
Not just that; it's going to hurt the economy even more, just like it did to start with.
Oh yeah, that's the plan.
The economy's trying to come back to some extent, but the feds know that if they do this thing, more masks, more whatever to scare off business, it's not going to be good. This economy's having a hard time. That's the why I think we're probably going to have some type of crash or correction I don't even know why this is going on. How on earth can a house go up 60 to 80% in a year and a half? I ask you. Even if it's in Wind Lakes.
Well, I agree. And you saying that brings me to my next part of my statement, somewhat of the question, is that now that, you know, things are lightening up and people that have a, you know, a few dollars to maybe want to put it somewhere, but what they're doing now is like they're putting a top on a boiling water, because now it's all this going back to the, you know, mask and the shutting the businesses down and blah blah blah. That's doing nothing but making people that's ready to do it, get outside the box and do a little investing. Basically, it's going to scare them off again. You agree?
Well, yes, but the thing is, a lot of times it scares them over toward me because remember, I'm an asset preservationist. Everything we have is guaranteed, no loss.
I agree, and I've been talking, you know, to you for a while and listening to what you say, and you know, I ain't no rich man by no means, along with a lot of your viewers, but you know, to put a little bit here and a little bit there, you know, to try to make something grow from nothing, if you know what I'm saying, it's just
right.
It makes you go, you know, is it really what? I mean, like the government's trying to put a, you know, a lid on all of us people that's trying to get ahead. That's just my opinion.
That's exactly, in my opinion, the way the lid's going to be placed on them is a massive crash. They got all their money in the 401ks and the IRAs and all this stuff in the stock market, and that's where they're going to get the lid put on them. See, we're lifting the lid.
And they're stuck. And they're stuck. They're stuck because you can't pull it out without a penalty that's astronomical. So what do you do? I mean,
You're right. But we work within those penalties. In other words, we can handle IRAs. We can handle 401k rollovers, all that stuff. If you're old enough or you've left, you know, your employment, whatever, we can roll those things, all those qualified accounts. Hey, I've got a riddle that I want to read before the radio shows up.
Okay, well, y'all have a good one. I'll let you do that, and y'all have a good one.
Thanks a lot, Randy.
Thank you.
Randy from Snowden, one of our regular callers. We're always glad to hear from him.
Now, this is a political riddle.
A political riddle.
Yeah, I call it inequality. Inequality is a relationship between two quantities, or more generally, two mathematical expressions. When the quantities have the same value. So here we go. Here's the number one. If Brit equals Alabama's Liz Cheney, and according to Trump Jr. tweet, Miss Brit is Alabama's Liz Cheney. I didn't say that. I'm just asking a question.
Okay? Right. Okay.
Then two, if Liz Cheney equals Pelosi Republican, and that was based on House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy yesterday, he said that. Then number three, does that mean Brit equal Pelosi Republican? You get it?
You got me. I mean, that just...
It Rhino, sounds, man. Rhino.
It sounds terrible to me.
Look. It is terrible.
It sounds pretty terrible.
We're not united, guys. We've got to be united. We've got to come together for the economy's sake, for our country's sake, for our state's sake. We've got to stick together. All of us conservatives have got to stick together. If we are defeated, it's going to be because they divide us. They divide us and conquer. And the same way with your investment. The way they're going to defeat you, the rich people are going to get richer. They always do. Just look at the statistics. If they convince you to be a pawn, to be sacrificed, sacrificed as a lamb, somebody has to lose when the stock markets go down. You think they lose? The rich, the super wealthy? Man, come on. You know, what's the little man to do? What's the little man to do? I mean, here I am, just some little asset preservationist in the wilderness saying, hey, let's save your assets. And I'm, you know, people say, well, why is he the only one saying that? Why is he the only one that, why, all these other people are saying, just stay in here and, you know, it'll come back. Yeah, I agree with that. The question is when, and also some of this stuff don't come back. And if we get stagflation, if a lot of these economies are correct, it's going to take years to correct this. Years.
Uh-huh.
We're printing too much money. We've got too many people diluting us coming from the South. We've got too much expenses and overhead. Like I said, houses are going up tremendously. Stock market's going up tremendously. This can't hold. We are going to have something, in my opinion, that's massive. Don't be a casualty. That's all I can say.
There you
don't
go.
Don't be a casualty.
And if you don't want to be a casualty, that's a good thing. But what I'm saying is you need to call David Ernest today. 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. If you can feel the hair on the back of your neck sticking up, you know something's going to happen, you better get on the phone and give him a call. He can explain these things a lot better in person than he can with the parameters we have as far as time goes here on the radio. All you have to do is sit down with him, and it's a no-obligation consultation, and you will come out on the good end of that because you will learn something about your money and what you can do to make sure that when you want that money for retirement, that it's right there waiting for you. 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Call David Ernest today.
You know, our freedoms, Rusty, our freedoms are being challenged.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want us to say things. I was reading today or yesterday that Biden wants to monitor social media and see what we're saying, and if we're saying things that they don't agree with, they want the social media folks to delete us out, just like they did Trump. The thing is, though, what came of freedom of speech? In other words, here I am saying something. I know they'd like to delete me out. Elizabeth Warren, you know, she hates folks like us. She hates folks like us. But look, everyone in this nation deserves freedom of choice. If you want an asset preservationist, you should be able to have one. If you want to have freedom of religion, you should have it. If you want to go to a certain school, you should be able to do so. If you want to be able to say something, as long as it doesn't, you know, infringe on someone else's rights, or do something, as long as it doesn't infringe on someone's rights, you should probably be able to do most of these things, you know. But when they start talking about controlling our speech, I mean, like, I know there's certain folks that would like to cut my speech off, but I have freedom of speech, I think, you know. And the thing is, each person has an opinion and a right to do what it is they want to do with their money, whether it's to conserve it and not be slaughtered in what I think is coming, or go on with the other system that Elizabeth Warren and some of the rest of them want. Bernie Sanders wants it to become socialized retirement. They want to take over everything. You know, they don't think that we have enough sense to make our own decisions. You know, really, are we going to have public housing for everyone? I mean, where are we going? We're not, you know, they say, just like this poor lady that calls in, called us a communist. We're as far from a communist as can be. We want freedoms. Freedoms. That's what we're about. That's the reason why we loved the last 4 years before this. We had much more freedoms than we have today. Our freedoms are being tramped on. They're looking to take them away. Freedom of speech, where you can't even talk on social media as long as it's within reason.
Mm.
Come on. Come on. Come on, man. Biden, come on, man.
Did you hear him
Where's
yesterday?
Coming from?
Did you hear him yesterday when he walked out and he told this lady that he had his butt wiped? I'll have to get that for you and play it tomorrow. He just walked out, walked up to her. She was a reporter, so had my butt wiped. I'm like, really?
Well, he's becoming geriatric. I mean, you know, he's going back into his childhood. Right. Well, I mean, you know, I mean, sometimes when you're not able to wipe your own, you gotta get some help. So, but here's the thing: we don't want our butt wiped out.
No,
we don't want our assets wiped out. We don't need to have them wiped out. We want them standing strong. Everybody else can get wiped out with a wipe, you know, or a swipe, or however you want to call it. We're not going to turn into geriatric investors, folks that have lost all senses and don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got to be able to survive a storm. The only way you can survive a storm is have a shelter. We have a shelter against the storm that's brewing. It's brewing on the, you know, a lot of folks, when they see a storm coming, they get in the shelter. We see a storm coming. We're already in the shelter. You know, please consider sheltering your assets for your family's sake.
Wasn't that what they said in World War II, Churchill was talking about the gathering storm? You knew something was coming, you know, the gathering storm. We should probably look at it like that. I look at it as now. I didn't want to do this because Rush Limbaugh did it years ago when Clinton got in, and he started counting from the 20th of January of that year. Is his day one America held hostage, and then he went through the whole time Clinton was in day 700. He just did the whole thing. But I think if they're not holding us hostage, they're trying to.
Well, look. We can't even stand together right now. I mean, we've got so many rhinos and, well, I'm just going to let a cat out of the bag. We're going to have a show called The Rhinos and the Dinos, and that's as far as I'm going to put it. But we've got so many folks that are not standing together. You know, we've got dinosaurs out there. We've got rhinoceroses out there that will hit you with that. You know, the rhinos are one of the most fiercest creatures on earth,
and most of them we've elected to Senate and Congress too.
And so you don't want those people, you know, coming into your territory, tearing you up because they didn't stand with the rest of us. You know, rhinos are dangerous creatures, especially in politics. We have got to get our stuff together, guys. We've got to join together. We've got to be conservative, joined together at the hip, all of us, and say, hey, we're not going to put up with this time. We're not going to let folks take our stuff away from us. We're not going to let our freedoms be taken away, and we're most certainly not going to let our retirement monies and all the other stuff go down the drain with this supposed crash that could be coming because of all this stupid stuff they've done to the economy. And, you know, that's the reason why we're saying get ready. We got the products. We got the products to keep you safe. We have got the products. Oh, you could say, we've got the weapons to blow the problem away. We've got some powerful weapons, powerful, you know. And they, yes, they are products, and they do have strong guarantees, you know. Why do you think the United States has strong military might? Because if we didn't, we'd be taken over and everything would be took away from us. If you don't have a strong product might inside your portfolio, stuff can be taken away from you. It's like a war going on. We're in a war zone, soon to be a lot of casualties.
But you don't have to be a casualty. Again, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. You call David Ernest. If you are within the sound of our voices, we've both got one, voices. If you're within the sound of our voices, you can call and talk to David Ernest. We'll leave him a message, and he'll call you back. Or Too Tall Matthew will call you back. And Princess Leah might even call you back. Set up an appointment, the no-obligation consultation. Sit down with David, and I guarantee you will be a lot smarter when you walk away because this man knows so much about how to take care of your money. Been doing it for 40 years.
Yep.
279-7431.
See that
white hair right
there? I see that up there.
It ain't
come out yet, though.
And, yeah, well, it ain't. What would that guy say? What ain't turned gray has turned loose? But anyhow, 334-279-7431, 205-479-0839. David's got a website, too. I'm sure those numbers are on there. And you can go to the website at retirewithernest.com. And you know, we're getting pretty close to that time of the evening where we wrap it up and go on. Now, just a quick note, we're going to take an extra day off this week, And we're going to rerun the Best Bits show with, I think that was last night with Princess Leia. We had a good time doing it. We missed you.
Yeah, I want to hear that show.
Oh, it's pretty good.
I'm trying to listen to it tonight.
It's over there on the podcast.
I know it was great. But I haven't had time to listen today, but I have my full intentions of listening
to
it tonight.
All right, and we're going to redo that, and then we'll be back Monday. Is that when you want to do the Rhino Dino show?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sure we can put that together. And, of course, we've got a lot of good stuff, other stuff coming up next week. But right now, we've got about a minute and a half before we need to push that other button. You want to wrap things up?
Yeah, you know, some folks say, you get so excited, David, you know. I know I do. And I can't help myself because, when you want to do the right thing for folks, you want to help folks, you want them to see what it is that you can see, feel what you can feel. It's just, you know, it's just very moving. I love my clients. I'm glad they're going to be taken care of, you know, when these bad things potentially hit soon. I just don't know how long they can keep printing money and, running this thing up to the moon. Most economists agree with it. You know, it doesn't take rocket scientists to figure this out, that we are in a bad spot right now.
And, right.
You know, it's better to have your cake and eat it too than just to lose it all.
Or just have some cake that you have to look at, or somebody takes your cake.
Yeah, I mean, you always want to be able to have cake.
There you go. Cake is good food. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. So, I think what we can do now is head on toward the barn and go ahead and kick off this big finish here that we always do this time of the evening. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see you next time on the Health and Wealth Show. And push the button right. Here we go.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the Health and Wealth Show. And thanks to all those behind the scenes who work hard to get the program on the air. Matthew Ernest, Leah Williams, Terry Adams, Larry Stevens, the Invisible DJ, Rupert Q. Halifax, Blue Water Broadcasting, from whence this program originates, and, of course, Alabama's favorite asset preservationist, David Ernest. You can call David right now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. David also has a website at retirewithernest.com. And some afternoons, you can find him down at the park throwing Brazil nuts to the squirrels. It drives them crazy. And, you know, sometimes things do get bad, but just remember, there's always somebody got it a little worse than you do. If you don't believe me, just listen to Hank. And we'll see you next time here on the Health and Wealth Show.
Well, I went to the country, and it was just the other day, to see my Uncle Bill and sort of pass the time away. I asked him how he'd been since last I'd passed his way, and he rubbed his chin, and here's what he had to say. Now, my wife's been sick, and the young'uns too, and I'm darn near down with the flu. The cow's gone dry and the hens won't lay, but we're still a-living, so everything's okay. The cow broke in the field and eat up the beans, and the doggone rabbits, they got the turnip greens. My ma-in-law just moved in to stay, but we're still a-living, so everything's okay. My land's so poor, so hard and yeller, you have to sit on a sack of fertilizer to raise an umbrella. And it rains out here nearly every day, but we're still a-living, so everything's okay. The hogs took the colliery and they've all done died. The bees got mad and they left the hive. The weevils got the corn and the rain rotted the hay, but we're still a-living, so everything's okay. The porch rotted down, and that's more expense.